Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Earlier this month, I had the privilege of crowning the 2024 Westmoreland Fair Queen. We recorded parts of the contest for you to listen to today. We begin with Craig Lash. He is the Fair Board President.
Thank you very much, Brandy. Okay, so most of you here know that this is our 70th anniversary. So that's 70 years that this fair has been going on. And what scares me sometimes is I remember a lot of them, almost all of them. But I was just wanting to give you a little reminder of how this fair has grown in the last 70 years. There's a few people here in the stands, and there's a few queens standing out there that can remember what this fair used to be. When it started, the first 3 years of the Westmoreland Fair was in Idlewild Park. And then this property came up for sale, and they bought it. And the very first building that was here was an igloo. And that's the only building that was here. It was all tents. And it grew a little at a time. And in 1964, and I don't know how many of you guys remember that, when that terrible storm went through here. And after the storm was done, there was no tents. There was a lot of animals tied to posts, but there was no buildings left. And after year after year, they built a little more, and they built a little more. Guys like Fred Swayzak, the Bus Shaw, Louis Kuznick. A lot of them guys are very instrumental in building these grounds. And I don't know if you guys remember, but when I first started showing, there was one little block building right down there for a bathroom. That's all there was. And your parents would come up the day of the show and bring you your nice white clothes to show that day. But then you got them putting them on in that dingy bathroom, you were already dirty before you even got to show. And then you come up here and go out in your arena to show, and you had to watch because you was tripping over bumpers, hubcaps, anything that fell off from the demolition early the night before. So you look around now to what the grounds look like now, and there's no fairgrounds in the state of Pennsylvania that has a better view than Westmoreland Fair. I travel to a lot of fairs, and there's not a lot that can compare to Westmoreland. And if you look around at all the buildings and all the new improvements that this fair has done in the last 70 years, it's pretty impressive. Just in the past year, we've done a lot of paving here. We've put roofs on. We've done a lot of electrical updates. And if you guys want to look at our nice new first aid building over there. And every year we try to keep improving to make it a better fair for everybody. So I just think, everybody ought to appreciate how hard that everybody works to make this a good fair. And that we don't have to take a back seat to nobody when it comes to fairs. So I don't want to stand here and bore you very long. So at this point, I think I'm going to turn it over to Jennifer Mealy.
So my first job tonight is to present last year's Westmoreland Fair Queen. Her name is Presley Thomas. Let's give her a big round of applause. She is the 17-year-old daughter of Matt Thomas and Jen Ludwig. She's a current senior and high honor student at Mount Pleasant Area High School. While attending countless events during her reign, she is also heavily involved in many organizations at school, including the Council on Substance Abuse and Youth, Interact Club, National Honor Society, the Spanish Honor Society. Now, she will be attending Penn State University for an undergraduate degree and plans to become a veterinarian. She's exhibited rabbits for 8 years, and this will be her third year with meat pens. And over the years, Presley has exhibited canned goods, baked goods, photography, scrapbooking, sewing, woodworking, and market hogs. Throughout Fair Week, you will find Presley in the rabbit barn mentoring young 4-H'ers and showing them the ropes when it comes to the rabbits. So if you see her at the fair, be sure to introduce yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, Presley Thomas. And before we introduce our judges and talk about the rules for the contest, Do you know that many, many past Westmoreland Fair queens had been invited back here to the fair to reminisce about their days as fair queen? So we gathered them all up in order of year. They're going to come out. They're going to say their name and year and walk across the stage so we can give them a big picture together. Please make sure you give them all a big round of applause. So ladies, come on out.
Good evening. I'm Joanne Elder Logan, and I was Fair Queen in the dark ages of 1970.
Congratulations.
You will see many of the past queens have their sashes on, and I was so old they inscribed it on a stone slate that I can't even remember. But good to see all the parents here supporting the young people tonight.
Hello, I'm Lori Coops Johnson, and I was Fair Queen in 1977.
Good evening, I am Darlene Barr, and I was the 1979 Queen.
Hello, my name is Mary Laughlin Reckonwald, and I was Queen in 1980.
Hi, I'm Kathy Borbonis Keppel. I was Fair Queen in 1982, and yes, I found my sash. There's a few moth holes, but I found it.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Kate Kralik-Zoller, and I was 1989 Fair Queen. I was the first Fair Queen that changed from 4-H to the Fair Queen here in the county.
Hello, I'm Tammy Hudson Crowhamel. I was the 1990 Fair Queen.
Good evening, everyone. My name was Becky Weinman, and I want to acknowledge my mom because she is the queen mother. Mom, stand up. Where are you? There she is. We always thank the moms because they're a wonderful support to all of us.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Christy Kelly Glukowski. I was the Fair Queen in 1992, and please excuse me for my attire. I was working in the Farm to Fair food booth for the Logans.
Hi, my name is Carmen Welker Charrington, and I was the 1993 Fair Queen.
Good evening. My name is Janie. Ruggiero Biller, and I was the 1995 Fair Queen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Julia Polka Wenig, and I was our 1999 Westmoreland County Fair Queen.
Good evening. My name is Stephanie Hale Scambotti, and I am your 2001 Westmoreland Fair Queen.
Good evening. My name is Crystal Rose McCracken, now Pizarcik. I am your 2003 Westmoreland Fair Queen and your 2004 Pennsylvania State Fair Queen.
Bonnie Behe, formerly Acosta, and I was the 50th anniversary queen in 2004.
Hi, my name is Christina Potts, and I'm the 2005 Westmoreland Fair Queen. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jolia Slusser, and I was the 2011 Westmoreland Fair Queen.
Hi, my name is Abby Slater, formerly Gildas, and I was the 2014 Fair Queen.
Hello, good evening. My name is Katarina Long, and I am the 2015 Westmoreland Fair Queen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Julia Jumper, and I was the Westmoreland Fair Queen in 2018.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kelly Gillis, and I was the 2021 Westmoreland Fair Queen.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Emma Heater, and I was the 2022 Westmoreland Fair Queen.
All right. Now, it's important to note tonight that we will be crowning a queen, a princess, a first runner-up, second runner-up, and third runner-up. So I wanted to make that clear before we get started. So now it's time to introduce our Fair Queen contestants. Ladies and gentlemen, a huge round of applause for Paige Cole from the Dairy FFA. Say hello to Paige. She is a rising senior at Dairy Area High School. She represents the Dairy FFA chapter, where she is currently the treasurer. She shows market lambs and exhibits floral arrangements at the fair. Paige enjoys dance, gymnastics, and cheerleading. She keeps busy with many school activities such as FFA, Student Council, Chick-fil-A Leadership Academy, Interact Club, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. When not working at one of her three jobs or participating in her many activities, she can be found at the barn with her lambs or caring for her bunnies. Paige also enjoys spending time with her friends and family and listening to music. A fun fact about Paige is that she danced in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Paige hopes to attend college for animal sciences at Penn State University. Paige would like to welcome you all to the fair. Thank you, Paige. Next up is Sydney Markle. Sydney is a 17-year-old student at Hempfield Area High School. She's the daughter of Suzanne and David Markle. She is a member of the Teen Leadership Council, Hoofbeat 4-H Club, and Mavericks 4-H Club. Outside of 4-H, Sydney enjoys showing at AQHA shows with her horse, Chipton Queso, better known as Pedro. She also has her market lamb, JP, which she enjoys working with and taking for walks. Sydney enjoys hiking, hunting, fishing, or any exercise to get outdoors. Through her school, she's a member of various honor societies and the president of Hempfield's National Honor Society. She's also a member of Hempfield's girls' golf team. Congratulations, Sydney. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, our next contestant, Bailey Marichko. Bailey is the daughter of Scott and Jennifer Marichko. Bailey is an active member of the National Honor Society Student Ambassador Program at Central Westmoreland Career and Technology Center, head delegate for Skills USA, youth at large for the Junior Livestock Committee, roll call officer for the Mavericks 4-H Club, and works as a laborer for Iron Mill Construction. In her free time, she enjoys weightlifting and working with her livestock. Upon graduation, Bailey plans to attend a four-year college majoring in an agricultural field while continuing to remodel and demo homes. Bailey Marichko. Next up is Addison Shoddy. Addison is 17 years old. She attends Norwin Senior High School and also attends Central Westmoreland Career and Technology Center for Health Occupations. She's the daughter of Glenn and Kristen Shoddy and a resident of North Huntington, Pennsylvania. Addison has been a member of 4-H for 9 years and has been involved in showing market lambs, breeding sheep, market goats, breeding goats, market hogs, dairy goats, and dairy cattle. Addison is the current president of the Next Level 4-H Club and has been for 2 years. She's also part of the Westmoreland County Livestock Judging Team. Addison and her teammates are very successful at livestock judging competitions. She's been honored to be a contestant for the 2024 Westmoreland Fair Queen Contest and looks forward to telling you more about her passion for local agriculture and her involvement with the Westmoreland Fair. Thanks, Addison. And finally, Zoe Wilders. Zoe is the daughter of Adam and Angela Wilders. She resides with her grandfather, Dennis Wilders. She will be a junior at Greater Latrobe Senior High School this fall. She's a member of Brush Creek 4-H, where she's involved in the shooting aspect of 4-H. She is also a Lady Wildcats tennis team member, vice president of the Pep Club, Interact and Key Club member, and a student athletic trainer. Zoe enjoys doing other school activities such as musicals and band. Zoe's career ambition is to become an OBGYN.
She attends a nursing home school during the day, which led her to become a CNA this past May. Zoe's plan is to graduate high school and attend college afterward. She enjoys shooting her compound bow in her free time to prepare for her winter league, and also is known as Junior Olympic Archery Development in the winter. Congratulations, Zoe.
There you have your Westmoreland Fair Queen contestants. Such a fun night at the Westmoreland Fair. Just wonderful to see all these young people who are studying and really executing on agriculture here in Westmoreland County. When we come back from the break, we'll hear their speeches and you'll hear me crown the queen. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here with you today to recap the Westmoreland Fair Queen contest. Five wonderful young ladies vying for the crown. These are individuals who have grown up in agriculture, in 4-H, and who really just do a wonderful job showcasing everything the Westmoreland Fair has to offer. Take a listen.
So Paige Cole, let's give her a round of applause. Lots of encouragement for Paige for coming forward.
Hello, my name is Paige Cole, representing the Dairy FFA chapter, and tonight I would like to share with you why you should come to my fair. My fair is a place to... my fair is a timeless tradition where all ages gather to experience the wonderful atmosphere of the Westmoreland Fair. From looking at the animals that exhibitors have dedicated their time to raising, to enjoying the grandstand arena events and end the night with a sweet treat, there is something for everyone to enjoy at my fair. My fair is an escape from social media and our everyday lives. It is a place to witness the many talents of our community. At my fair, there are opportunities for everyone, from winning a livestock banner to a blue ribbon from an inside exhibit, or even winning a goldfish at the carnival games. At my fair, it's about the younger kids learning from the older kids and wanting to grow up to be like them. At my fair, past 4-H and FFA members gather with their children, who are now showing, to reconnect with each other and catch up on old times. At my fair, you can see the dedication each exhibitor has put into their projects and the pride they have in the ring. At my fair, there is a chance for everyone to make a new friend and experience something new. You should come to my fair to take a break from everyday life and be a part of this timeless tradition. Thank you.
Next up is contestant number 2, Sydney Markle from Hoofbeats 4-H Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Sydney Markle, and I'm representing Hoofbeats 4-H Club. And today, I'd like to share with you why you should come to my fair. Let me give you the ABCs of my fair and why you should soak in absolutely every minute, right here, right now. A is for all-encompassing. This fair has been thoughtfully crafted to cater to everyone, from toddlers to grandparents, from thrill seekers to art enthusiasts. Picture this. Carnival rides that spark joy in the eyes of the little ones, games that bring out the friendly competitor in our teens and young at heart adults. We have local craftsmen showcasing their talent, giving us a glimpse of the creativity that thrives in our community. And let's not forget the food. Oh, the food. Savory barbecue, sweet desserts, all here waiting for you. B is for beautiful. As you wander through 170 acres of breathtaking countryside, you will find sights, sounds, and scents that you can only find here. The vibrant colors of our exhibits, the sounds of the laughter of our visitors, and the aromas of delicious food create a truly magical mix. C is for captivating. What would a fair be without the incredible experiences that it offers? Here, you will find our local farmers learning firsthand about the hands that feed us. You will see young 4-H members stepping into their roles as responsible citizens, nurturing values of leadership and community involvement. This is a time to bring your family and friends together and bond over shared experiences and create everlasting memories. Let's enjoy the fair and embrace the community that defines us. Join me and showing your excitement for the fair. Thank you, God bless you, and let's all enjoy the fair together.
Our next one is Bailey Marichko from Mavericks 4-H.
Good evening, friends, family, and all the visitors tonight. My name is Bailey Marichko. I'm from Mavericks 4-H, and I want to give you a warm welcome to my Westmoreland Fair. As we join together for a long, hot week at the fair, there are a few things I want you to remember. The trailers and barns are not only filled with livestock, but the love and hard work it takes to get them to the fair. The delicious food, loud games, and dizzy rides are here to not only bring you enjoyment and excitement, but opportunity for great lasting memories. When it comes time for the exhibitors to show and the big banners and ribbons get handed out, take the time to remember the effort it takes them to get here. Whether it's food, livestock, carnival rides, games, or big monster trucks, my fair has it all. 4-H and FFA are here to provide not only greater loyalty and American farmers, but important lessons and excitement throughout the week. The Westmoreland Fair sends adrenaline rushing through my body as I walk under the arena lights on Monday night. The fair sends me with bittersweet feelings as I walk my steer through the auction ring on Saturday morning for the very last time. I promise that whether it's a Monday, a Saturday, or a Thursday, my fair will bring you closer to agriculture and offer you many memories to come. Everyone's experiences will be different, but the wonderful Westmoreland Fair is a place to reminisce good times and create some lifelong memories. Thank you.
So let's give a big round of applause for contestant number 4, Addison Shoddy, from the Next Level School.
Good evening, everyone. Hi, my name is Addison Shoddy. I'm 17 years old, and I'm representing the Next Level 4-H Club. Why you should come to my fair? You should come to my fair for many different reasons, but most importantly, because it's a timeless tradition that helps show the future of our local agricultural community and its impact. My fair provides its attendees with fun, food, and the farm, as we offer many different educational and entertaining events for all, no matter your age. My fair provides you with a welcoming environment to enjoy food from local vendors, activities to learn about local agriculture, opportunities to support the youth, and fun events to enjoy with family and friends. My fair is a place to watch the community grow while enjoying the best of what Westmoreland County has to offer. Through my fair involvement, I have learned about responsibility, hard work, interacting with others, leadership, and teamwork. You should come to my fair if you want to help the next generation of youth learn these same skills and to support them through their growth. My fair is a supportive part of the local youth's lives and a friendly place for all. You should come to my fair if you want to see my bright-eyed youth when first in their class or see beaming smiles from old friends reuniting. My fair has something to offer for all, and I hope to see you there. Thank you.
And finally, Zoe Wilders from the Brush Creek 4-H.
Hello and welcome tonight. My name is Zoe Wilders and I'm from the Brush Creek 4-H. And this is why I believe you should come to my fair. To be able to attend something that a community puts together where everybody loves what they're doing is something special. Being surrounded by people who are here for the same reason you are and being able to connect is extraordinary. A fair is a family. Everybody here is open with a welcome hand and not turned away from nothing of you or the cost of anything. A fair is an annual event that happens for many days. Everybody puts their heart and tears into this. You can almost say this is historical. Generation after generation bring their families here and talk about the memories that were made. And this will make the next generation want to come and view what a spectacular event that has been made over the years by the enjoyment of loving what you're doing. And this is why I believe you should come to my fair. Thank you.
The third runner-up for Westmoreland Fair Queen is Paige Holt. Our second runner-up for Westmoreland Fair Queen is
Zoe Wilders. Our first runner-up for Westmoreland Fair Queen is Sydney Markle. Fair Queen Princess is Addison Shoddy. And ladies and gentlemen, your Westmoreland Fair Queen for 2024 is Bailey Marichka.
Such a wonderful night at the Westmoreland Fair. Congratulations to Bailey and all of the contestants. I really hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as I did. It's a wonderful place to visit, so make sure you get it on your calendar for next year. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.